College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care. Never come back. So let's root for the Cubbies. If they don't win, it's a shame. So it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old game.
Well, that was a unique rendition.
You soiled the sanctity of my home.
Shout out to Pig Vomit.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin, what was his last name? I forgot what his last name. It was a real person that Paul Giamatti is based on in the Howard Stern movie.
Yep.
He ended up running WGN for a little while.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Almost worked for that man.
I mean, we kind of worked for our own version.
We did or we do?
We did.
Oh, we did. Let's see if I know who you're talking about. Hang on.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who I was referencing.
There's so many options.
There are. There are.
That's the thing. Spiegel and Holmes here. That was a horrific version of the seventh inning stretch that really got me going at the end of yesterday's show. We talked about it at 45 or so.
It seems like it's bothered a lot of people. Oh. I'm less bothered by it.
Oh, God.
Because I'm thinking about the strategy. Of it?
Of her strategy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, call her daddy.
Call her daddy.
Call her daddy.
It's not about her.
It is about her.
No, it's about you. It's about
Cubs
you being...
The Cubs made it about her.
Well, really, honey, it's not all about you.
That's it.
No, Pat Foley is correct. You are there to help the fans facilitate a moment. It is a moment for multiple tens of thousands of people that they love. And I know because I love it. My wife loves that moment.
It was a moment for her. And she took it as an opportunity, as a moment for her.
And you honestly don't think that is selfish and disrespectful?
I think that the whole reason that she got invited is because she has an audience that the Cubs were trying to tap into. And this is the price that you pay for that. Like, she didn't go to the Cubs and say, hey, can I sing the seventh inning stretch?
Do you know that for sure? Because it was part of her Chicago. Because weren't you saying, Alex, she posted a whole bunch of stuff on TikTok? Like, here are my Chicago highlights.
Yeah, I went to see if, like, maybe she commented on the performance. She did not. She was just talking about selling some merch in Chicago. Yeah, and look, they had didn't the Cubs have Theo Von, another podcaster, trying to tap into his audience weeks ago? Yes. And it didn't go well.
This has become, because of what the Cubs have made this now, it's become transactional. Most of the people who do the seventh inning stretch now don't care about it.
I don't believe that is the case.
There are a lot of people
who do. I don't
think
most. I can't let you just say most and let that go. Okay, go ahead and say some. Make your point. I want you to make your point. I just don't agree with most.
I think that when you're inviting people who aren't Cubs fans and aren't baseball fans in, they don't care about the sanctity of it.
So it's your job then to tell them about the sanctity of it or not let them do it.
Right. That's where I'm trying to get you at. Is that this is a Cubs issue that they have to figure out. Does it matter or does it not matter? It matters to you.
It matters
and
to a lot of people.
To a degree, it matters to me.
Well, it matters to a lot of fans, and it matters very much for the experience. Fun fact, I usually FaceTime my wife if she's not there during the seventh inning stretch because she loves it so much. Even when I'm upstairs doing pre and post.
I get it.
It's a thing. It's a moment for tons of people.
I get it. But the thing is that the Cubs have kind of told you they don't really care about it anymore. If they cared about it, we know what the right thing to do is. The right thing to do is that you have a bunch of great recordings of people who actually do care about it and took it seriously, along with a plethora of Harry Carey recordings that you could, which is why most people our age even care about this, is because he made it a thing.
Okay, well, maybe this will be the moment that pivots the Cubs towards that. So it's, I don't think we're fighting about it as much as I'm saying, this probably ought to be the moment where it gets rejiggered. And you're saying the Cubs asked for this to happen, yes, with the way that they have done it.
Yes, their approach to this.
I'm wanting to hold her a little more personally accountable.
I don't think that you can. I think that she did exactly what she's doing and what's made her successful. And the Cubs knew this. And they either endorsed it or they ignored it. And so to me, what, like, for example, like when I was driving, because I don't really know her backstory at all, and hearing Zach say, oh, well, I've got to move out of the way. And I'm like, that's weird. Like, why is Zach moving out of the broadcast booth, mm-hmm, or his spot in the broadcast booth for the seventh inning stretch? They had to credential everyone that was with her. You don't just get into the booth. You don't get to... Our guy Keith doesn't just let anyone up to the broadcast level.
No, he doesn't.
What did they think was going to happen?
So the two backup dancers that were with her, but they often let a few people when the DePaul basketball team is there.
I'm not a fan of that either.
When there's three members of the Chicago Fire that are there, or what have you, or the cast of something that is there.
Either it's serious or it's not. And the Cubs have told you that it's not serious. That's where I'm at on this. You can be mad at her because she doesn't kind of subscribe to the same sanctity that we have for the ballpark or the traditions of the ballpark, but that's not how she built her brand.
Okay, well, hold on.
She built her brand doing her.
I think we're actually both right here, which is great because this is the show for Mr. and Mr. Validation to hang out and come storming through. Because, well, I mean, you seem to be blaming her less for her style. I'm not a fan of someone who doesn't even care about, like, rituals of a thing and the rituals of a place and the tradition of a place and the people themselves. I found her attitude and perspective loathsome to do it. And I'm allowed to be upset about that. I feel like you're trying to talk me out of being upset about that.
I'm not trying. I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Because I thought it was gross.
I truly do. But what I'm saying is that you've got your ire pointed in the wrong direction. That all you need to know is that this is what she did, and the Cubs needed to. This is a vetting issue. This is a vetting issue, and on this, and maybe they think it was successful because it does give more social credibility to them in a place where we're all trying to figure out, well, where is it that we're going to be able to grow things, and the fact that we're talking about it, and the mm-hmm. fact that she might talk about it on her podcast. Maybe they value that more.
I'm not responding well to having my ire directed. I think my ire is I'm okay with pointing my ire towards her.
Okay. And you should also point it at the Cubs.
Well, I'll see how much ire I've got. I'll see. I'm going to take an ire count. Hold on.
All I know here's
is that the amulet that Layla wanted to make, the ire of Spiegel? Is that what it was the other day? I think it was. So,
like a great segment idea.
Let me give you an example.
I'll do it on the midday show.
Last month, when you told us that you had to go do a sound check and that you had to offer an audition to do the national anthem,
I had to submit a demo to do the national anthem.
Guess what? The Cubs take that seriously. They took it seriously in regards to you, an actual professional singer with a resume and videos and all sorts of audio to prove that you can sing.
They
you
wanted still, to make sure that correct. I wouldn't crap the bed and besmirch the sanctity of their home.
They took that seriously.
Okay.
They didn't take this seriously. and
this is what they get.
This is what you get.
I get it.
And I'm not going to be mad at her because this is part of her business plan.
Why do you hate the Cubs? I think that's the question.
Why? Well, one.
<No. laughs> Come back. Show me where the Cubs hurt you.
The Cubs.
Show me on the doll.
The Cubs have not hurt me.
I know. I'm just kidding.
The Cubs have been great to me.
Yeah, I know that.
And this is. I think that the solution to the issue is very simple.
Okay. Before we get to the solution, let me say that you are right. That something like this has been a long time coming with the looseness of it. I think you are right, because there have been a lot of people who you don't know. Do they care about it, and why are they doing it? And it is something that matters. So I don't know what the vetting process is. But see, I don't know what it is.
The other part of it, Speaks, and this is where I think I lose you, is that no matter what they thought the seventh inning stretch was going to be when they had Alex come and do it, it wasn't for us. It wasn't for two guys in their 50s. That's not who they were trying to reach out to. So, of course, anyone that's a Gen Xer that grew up being a Cubs fan and like the seventh inning stretch, like being a thing, you're going to see that and be like, oh my God, that was gross. Like, that is not what that tradition is all about. But again, this is why I say your ire should be pointed at the Cubs. In that moment,
I've asked you not to direct my ire.
Oh, we got to fight.
In that moment when they had a choice.
Mm-hmm. College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Their choice was they didn't give a bleep about you or your traditions or you being someone that loves that thing.
What
they were going for a crowd pop. They were going for going viral. And now they've gone viral.
What they thought was that they could have both. That's what they thought.
Maybe.
Oh, I think without a doubt that has been the calculus, that the specialness of the place, the tradition, the bonding of everybody, the uniqueness of the moment, draping yourself in the romance of baseball would survive even randoms. They clearly think it would survive, you know, people who you've never heard of, and they think it would survive social media sensations who have their own vested interest. They leaned too hard towards trust. I agree with you that they leaned way too hard towards trusting random social media people to treat it with the respect it deserves. If you're going to do that, my wife wants to be the screener. She wants the job as the screener.
I would trust her to be the screener on this.
Because she completely agrees with you. I was texting her yesterday as she was listening to our segment, Lawrence, and she was like, she was saying that it's on the Cubs. My meatball Cub fan wife believes it is on the Cubs, and it believes they should have strict guidelines on how they want you to do it, and they should have only Cub fans do it, not just celebrities. They should have to be Cub fans, and I should be the screener, she texted. They'd pay me a lot of money to do it. They honestly should also let fans do it once in a while. Your thoughts on that?
I love the concept of having some vetted fans come and do it. Like, I think that would be kind of cool.
Right, because you'd have vetted fans who had to, like, you gave them the one-sheeter, and they had to go through your vetting
process.
And there's
that one moment in life that they've probably been waiting for their whole life as a Cubs fan. I think there is something beautiful about that. Two things, though. One, when it comes to it should be a Cubs fan, I mostly agree with that. I do think, though, like, let's say Brad Pitt wanted to promote F1. Brad Pitt's probably a Cardinal fan, right? Growing up in Missouri?
I think so. He was just on with the Kelce brothers talking about how much he loves the Chiefs. So yeah, if Brad Pitt was in town and wanted to do that, they would let Brad Pitt do that.
That would make sense to do.
But Brad Pitt is...
Wow, move over Eric Stone Street. And Paul Rudd staking your claim to the Chiefs. Look out, guys.
How about it? Not the Rams. But he might actually be from the middle of Missouri, not close to St. Louis. But everyone around there is usually a Cardinals fan,
grew up on KMOS,
or a Braves fan, you know, like, well, usually one of those two.
Don't you think, Lawrence, it's an issue? And maybe it is. It is not purely generational. It is not purely Gen X versus millennials, or however you want to frame it. I don't think it's purely that. It's also, it's a level of respect for other institutions versus get your clicks at whatever cost it takes.
Yes.
Come on. And that's the part that bothers me.
Yes, but
because there's Gen Xers who do that.
That's the view that we have from this perspective. Like, what she's looking at, I'm asking
you to zoom out at, like, social media presences for people in their 40s, 50s, 30s, or whatever. Some people care about, you know, being respectful, and some people absolutely don't.
And your job, if you're the Cubs, is to find the people that do. And in this case, they didn't. They didn't do a good enough job of vetting it. And so while you're blaming her for being her, And I don't think that that's fair. I also don't think that we should just be referring to people as like random people on the internet. This is now a thing. Like this is where a lot of people are growing brand, they're growing audience share. And I think it's easy for us to dismiss creators who are online because we're not doing it in the same way.
I don't mean to do that. I have a lot of respect for people who have built stuff in different ways, including in baseball. The guys over at Just Baseball, my nephew and others, have built a thing. It has no home except their own, and they did it on TikTok with more than a million followers. Mad respect.
And look. Our bosses are doing this too.
Everyone is trying
to chase this because you're going, how does our medium survive?
Let me ask you a question though. Do you need to defend her motives in order to point the finger at the Cubs? Because I think I'm giving you that a lot of the finger should be pointed at the Cubs. I don't know that we need to defend her motives.
I think that her motives are.
I think her motives are kind of gross.
I think that her motives are
disrespectful.
I think that you're putting too much on the concept of the disrespect. I think that her brand is her motivation is I'm growing my brand.
I'm saying you're invited into a place. Do you respect the place that you're invited into as you grow your brand?
I don't know.
Because I lose respect for you when you don't.
I don't know if she necessarily needs to, especially when it's probably the Cubs reaching out to her and her not reaching out to the Cubs.
Well, we don't know. But either way, honestly, though, either way, if you are invited someplace and you're like, oh, my God, I'd like to be a part of this. And maybe I'd like to even be invited back.
You know the answer from how I live.
I do.
Like
I do.
You know how I would personally take this.
I do. So I don't know why it's okay for her not to.
Because it's different. Like what she cares about is different. What in some cases, I don't want to broad brush either, but in some cases when we are talking about the creator class, like what they care about is different.
Yeah, because it's much more comfortably selfish. Yeah, right?
But
comfortably brand building and selfish.
This is where we all are to a certain extent.
To an extent, but I agree. But you and I both make those choices all the time. How selfish are we going to be? How much are we going to respect the medium where we happen to be?
But we're in a different space because of, one, how the gates were when we came up, the different things that we had to do, and the fact that we haven't lived our lives online.
For sure. She has built her own thing. I do have I definitely have respect for what she has built and everything that she has done. I do think it's still possible to have a sense of respect and decency when you're invited in someplace.
I agree with you on that, Spiegs. And I think that there are probably people that would relish the opportunity to do that. I also think that there needs to be a blending. My guy Ben Bradley, like he did something really cool, and I'm sorry that I'm forgetting the creator that he worked with, but he was out covering the Tiffany Hainier thing out in Dalton, right? And there was this guy that was coming at big box media, like, oh, you guys are not doing a great job of telling this story. And this guy has a YouTube page that has hundreds of thousands of followers, and he was following the trial too. So Ben went and talked to him, and then they ended up doing a class together at Northwestern. And Ben learned from him. He learned from Ben. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's some value in that. I just think that the simple way to safeguard something that the Cubs should hold sacred. See, I'm mad at them.
I get it.
Because they didn't. And so they don't, I don't want to hear about how sacred it is because you didn't think it was sacred enough to get an audition.
Well, we and I and those of us who are offended by it are not the ones who've been in charge of the vetting. So what we are in is a moment of both.
Yeah.
Of having a reaction to this, which is felt deeply by a lot of people, and then pointing where we ought to point. So I think we're doing a good job setting it both up. Let's take some phone calls on it at 312-644-6767. And we can take a break and do it or however we want to do it.
312-644-6767. We can take your phone calls on whether or not how you feel about all of it.
Yeah.
And my feeling, just so that we're clear, my feeling is it should be people that you know that want to be there. They don't necessarily have to be Cubs fans, but they should want to be there because there are plenty of baseball fans who are Wrigley fans. And maybe they're not Cubs fans, but they would understand it and treat it the way that you want to treat
they're
it.
They're baseball fans.
Or there's plenty of recordings. Run them.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.